I mean this political correctness. It's worse than apartheid for smokers in this bloody country nowadays.
How do you spell that? Asks Elsa.
What?
Granny sighs, as you do when precisely the whole world is against you, even though you pay taxes.
That apartheid thing, says Elsa.
APPARTEID, Granny spells.
Elsa immediately Googles it on Granny's phone. It takes her a few attempts. Granny's always been a terrible speller. Meanwhile, the policeman explains that they've decided to let them go, but Granny will be called in at a later date to explain the burglary and other aggravations.
What aggravations?
Well, driving illegally to begin with.
What do you mean, illegally? That's my car. I don't need permission to drive my own car, do I?
No, replies the policeman patiently, but you'll need a driver's license.
Granny throws out her arms in exasperation. She's just launched into another rant when Elsa whacks the phone sharply against the table.
It's got nothing to do with that apartheid thing. You've compared not being able to smoke with apartheid, and it's not even close.
Granny waves her hand resignedly.
I meant it was you, more or less like that.
It isn't at all.
It was a metaphor, for God's sake. A bloody crap metaphor.
How would you know?
Wikipedia.
Granny turns in defeat to the policeman.
Do your children carry on like this?
The policeman looks uncomfortable.
We don't let the children surf the net unsupervised.
Granny stretches her arms out towards Elsa, a gesture that seems to say,
You see?
Elsa just shakes her head and crosses her arms very hard.
Granny, just say sorry for throwing turds at the police, and we can go home, she snorts in the secret language, though still very expressly upset about that whole apartheid thing.
Sorry, says Granny in the secret language.
To the police, not me, you muppet.
There'll be no apologizing to fascists here. I pay my taxes, and you're the muppet.
Granny sulks.
Takes one to know one.